welcome to our next podcast as a part of the O'Brien Director Sessions. And Darren, we've just had an incredible conversation with our directors about the importance at this time of the year of always making sure that we've got our own people performing, that we're recruiting them to our platforms, engaging them and using those platforms, but also too about looking for some of the new talent that could be coming inside the organisations. How important is it as a director to make sure that you're developing the people that are working on the inside of your business?
It's important, JP. At the end of the day, you need fresh people coming through. I think at the moment the key at the moment is with a lot of people that have left the industry, there's opportunity there. People looking to get back into the industry as it starts to move again. But you know, developing people, you know, from within teams to then go to the next level and step out on their own, it's very important. And you just got to keep bringing them through. And over the years, that's what we've been very good at doing is bringing people from a starter. Even today, it was great to see Maddie Harris back in the room. You know, first training session with you back in February of 2011, Maddie was there. She's gone off, had a baby, came back, you know, now got three listings under her belt. She's back into it. So there's another one that went from being a PA to, you know, working with myself and Dean, then working for Sharon McMillan within her team to going out on her own. It's, you know, the career progression, the development of those people so important throughout the whole organisation.
So we know that, like sitting inside of any real estate business, that attracting the talent is a pretty simple one in that we've got two choices. One is in industry and one is out of industry. When you're looking at in industry, obviously the complementary roles is anyone who's in a position that maybe they're in a leasing role or a BDM role because they're getting to meet a lot of people, they're having a lot of conversations, learning about properties and areas. And then you also have the opportunity around existing agents. And the easiest way to do that is to go to realestateordomain.com.au, click on the find an agent, type in your postcode, and it's going to give you a list of all the individual agents that are currently transacting in that area in the course of the last 12 months. And you're going to find some things. There are some people that you definitely wouldn't have inside of your organisation because you know they're not a cultural fit. You might also find some people that have become directors of very small firms. There might be really good merger or acquisition, you know, conversations to have them come inside of your business. Or there might be some salespeople there that are maybe sitting there and saying, you know what, maybe they're not achieving what they should be. And so the secret on that is about, you know, learning how to actually build good quality relationships with them if you add them on social. Who else inside the organization already knows that particular person? But then also too, is there any existing relationships that you can leverage to start that conversation? Turning up to some of their open for inspections, turning up to some of their auctions, taking an interest in what it is that they do. And then, you know, when you get to speak to them saying, you know what, Darren, I just wanted to say you're probably really happy where you are, but we're really watching what you're doing from afar at O'Brien, and you know, at the end of the day, we'd love to register our interest, you know, in you if that anything ever did happen and you were in a position that you were thinking about doing something else. We'd be thrilled if you thought of us, and starting that conversation. What that leads into is that then making sure the organization has a very simple one pager. I know that on the director's about dashboard there is a simple one pager that, you know, that they've developed, and that's really talking about a lot of the transition points that someone actually goes through. So what am I going to do when I come across, how am I going to get income, what's going to happen for the first three listings, how do I get some digital footprint and profile, what are some of the things that I need to consider, you know, when I come to do the organization, what are you going to do to help me in terms of the listing presentation visuals, you know, some of that sort of stuff to really get people clear. When you go through that, one of the important things is to then do a recruitment meeting, and you've got to do that each and every week. And in that recruitment meeting, we're looking at each of those people that we're trying to recruit and thinking, what's the next step for them? What conversation could we have? How could we be landing that better? Is there something that we could maybe have a conversation with them about that might allow them to come on that? Recruitment is something that you're very passionate about, and it's certainly something that was a major role in getting the first initial couple of offices up off the ground when we first started the brand. What are some of the things that you think that our directors should be focusing on to be able to bring that new talent on board?
Look, I think if you go back and you look at what's happened over the course of the last 2 years, we've seen a significant shift in all states across the country. A lot of people have got out. I think if you know, obviously there's people from other brands, there's people that have got out of the industry that would look at coming back into the industry. You know, the grass isn't always greener outside of real estate. But just having conversations with people, JP, and, you know, you said to me once, Hutchie, you can either go off and list a property or you can list $200,000 a year. And I think that was a conversation we had very early in the piece, and our focus really shifted dramatically. And that was, you know, as I say, that was when you first started with us. You know, do you want to go and list business or do you want to go and list people? And just getting real clarity around who you're chasing, get real clarity around, you know, who you can put the ball down on, leverage those relationships from people within the organisation. I've just had a guy start with us, you know, and he's potentially going to bring two or three people with him. So, but, you know, constantly having those conversations around what's it look like, how can we get them here. And I think the other thing is, if you look at a lot of the businesses that are competing with our offices across Melbourne, there's some good people that are in businesses that have done it tough over the last 2 years where the culture's horrible. And, you know, it's about just having those conversations, putting O'Brien front and square. You know, I think from our perspective, the culture's fantastic within the organisation. We have more people turn up at an O'Brien training event than most do. And, you know, that just shows how good things are here. So, you know, being able to portray that across to people is very important.
So I think like the big conversation is just to remember that people are coming to work at O'Brien because of the platform. That platform is like a technology platform around what you have with AgentBox and ActivePipe and Dashboard. You know, combined then with like that technology platform is then thinking about the training platform, you know, from what we actually do here. And we spoke a lot about platforms in the previous edition with Dean. One of the big ideas here is to start to get the own engagement of your existing people there. And it's kind of a funny thing that when you're inside of the business, you often forget the value that you've got that other businesses just don't have. How important is it for directors to review their existing platforms, their engagement with those platforms, and then how their individual people are engaging with those platforms using maybe a simple tool like the plus dot minus spreadsheet to kind of have a bit of a look about saying, well, how are we really tracking here on these important things to go and get the momentum for our people?
It's important, JP. I think, you know, it's interesting. You talk about platforms that we have and you talk about, you know, what's on offer. A lot of the time we forget. So, you know, a simple one-pager about what we're about, what our platforms look like, you know, the ones that are working, fantastic. The ones that aren't working, we can always plus dot minus them out and then get them working well. But, you know, I mentioned this morning in our director's training that I've had a guy leave who went away. He had some issues. He's since opened up a one-man band. And he's lonely. He's very lonely. He made the comment the other day. He said, "I didn't realise what I had until I left, and until I've opened up my new business." You know, the platform we got, I think, is world class. Could it always be better? Absolutely, everything can be better. But you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have the access to the technology piece that we have, the platforms we have. So you know, really, it's back to that message we portray across to people within the industry and outside of the industry to get them on board.
So the next big stage really as we march on into the end of the year from a director is to keep your team very focused about the activities. We know that, you know, as soon as you get to Melbourne Cup week, it tends to be that at that point that's where the traditional movement is to starting to list for next year for 2020. And so it's really important to list very strongly through this period, but also to start to get the teams to think about next year. We know that come January 1, there are some changes around the first homeowners deposit scheme that will be coming to effect. There's about 10,000 of those that will be granted. That may actually give us a bit of a swell in some first home buyer numbers. If those first home buyers buy, that means those first homeowners sell and then they go and buy into the second homes, and it starts to, you know, spiral its way up all of the price ranges. What would you be doing now with sales teams to keep them focused on the listing numbers and specifically about what they should be doing to get the numbers up as we move to the end of the year and for 2020?
Consistency of actions. Consistency of the call sessions, drive that. You've got to be there. You've got to be front and square. Dean and I have had several conversations at the moment. It's all about emotional management, managing their emotions at the moment. We've come out of a tough period. We're into a better period. You know, it's certainly, there's been a pretty healthy sort of an upswing right across Melbourne. The positivity's back, but you know, managing those emotions is important. But I think the most important thing is measuring the numbers, you know, consistently, the consistency of the meetings, you know, keep your meeting rhythm up and be there for your people, you know, and basically get really clear around booking those appointments out, getting face-to-face, getting in front of people, you know, and having a clear agenda for what it looks like for the rest of the year and then beyond that.
So one of the big things that came out about a director's meeting this morning was about having some better quality workflow meetings where we're involving people in the organisation about some problem solving and, you know, getting them involved at that problem solving level to then kind of, you know, shift the momentum and really get that gear up. So what are your thoughts there about, you know, what some areas are that we could do better quality workflow meetings to get engagement, you know, across the organisation and to actually get some of these changes through rather than just being an organisation filled with ideas that maybe isn't implementing all the things that they could be that will really move the needle the most?
Well, at the end of the day, people don't like change. generally they don't like change. And even your comment this morning in the meeting was, you know, you had pushback from a major organisation around call sessions. You got them involved. You made them do the call sessions, and then all of a sudden they come away and said, well, how good was that? You know, why haven't we been doing this? So I think the key is, you know, that getting people more involved in the journey and putting your vision on display, where you want to go with it, what you want out of it, and then basically focusing around it. Today, you know, we're up here training. We still had call sessions this morning, and I got someone else to drive that. So it was actually a BDM who drove the call sessions, and he also took his property management team along. So he's bought in on that now. He's got the property managers there making calls to landlords. You know, what's it look like for you? You happy with everything, basically? Do you have any other properties under management? And it also has empowered him to step into a role where, you know, it's not myself driving it all the time. I think, you know, get your people involved. You know, what's the outcome? What are you looking to get out of it? What does, you know, what does success look like for you and the team? And let someone else from time to time drive that.
And that was a big one too from that book, Meeting Suck, by Cameron Herold, about just understanding the different roles that happen inside of a meeting. So you've got the facilitator, and you've got the timekeeper, and you've got the parking lot person, you've got the person who's also taking all of the notes about what people are committing to, and actually sharing those roles around so that different people have different roles to allow them to grow some leadership and management capabilities apart from just being a passive observer in some of those meetings. And when they realise what it's like when someone else turns up late to a meeting or isn't contributing, then all of a sudden they go, well, hang on a second, that might actually be me. And then that kind of changes the whole momentum and the overall view about how they can actually contribute inside of the business.
It used to be quite funny. You'd be sitting there at meetings and Dean would be locking people out, you know, but it's always good, as you say, get someone else in that chair and see how they handle that. But, you know, we've always been pretty strict on time. Our time's important, and, you know, realistically, for people to turn up late is disrespectful. It's just purely disrespectful. So,
You're gonna have a lot of fun, right? And I think that the big thing is that don't be too heavy. Like, as an organisation, we want really good growth. We're small businesses doing very well. The basic around those is that, you know, make it a fun place to work. And this is the impact about the social impact that you can have inside of an organisation, that people spend their most alert waking hours inside of your business, you know, and like literally the social health is just as important to really drive the overall success of the people inside of the business. So if they're feeling good, they do good work. If they're in a position they feel confident, they go out and call out for more business. Correct. If they know how they generate the business, they do more of that over and over again.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, it's important. And it you know, it really comes back to culture as well. You know, get them feeling good. Have a place where they come, where they're comfortable, where they're enjoying working. You know, it's just little things matter to people. And at times we take that for granted.
I think that's the big thing too, is that, you know, make it a great place to work. And the easiest way to do that, to get a smile, got to give one first.
Absolutely.
And as a director, your job is to be that person who's the chief energy manager. You're managing all the energy inside of the business. Makes a huge difference in the result if your energy is always on form.